Hi, is this Josh?
Yeah, this is him.
My name is Michael Moon with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've been reaching out to people in our community who've been facing some tough challenges, and your name was brought up to us.
Oh, really? I'm shocked. Sorry.
You're shocked?
It's, you know, the way I was raised is you don't expect anything from people and stuff like that.
I get you, but there are people noticing, and they've said that you're an incredible dad, that you work hard for your daughter.
That's what keeps me going.
And right there is what makes you a good father, John. Tell me why you're the most amazing, hardworking single dad there is. What's going on in your world?
Well, a lot of that kind of boils down to, you know, how I was raised and just kind of what I dealt with in life. And, you have that one choice to do the right thing. I'm not going to lie. There's many days I went to my mother's house and broke down and cried and just didn't know if I could do it. Because I've been doing it since she was 9 months old by myself.
Oh, wow.
And okay. She's going to be 12 in April. Now it's obviously not so tough. I mean, it's still challenging, obviously, but you got to persevere. I mean, that's the biggest thing in life is you got to keep going.
So there you are trying to figure out how to be a dad, and then you lose your father unexpectedly and your grandfather.
Yeah, my dad was killed in like a freak accident. Yeah, sorry if I get emotional. Not too long from retiring, and he was going to come and retire and move up here to Oregon, and we literally missed out by about a week, and then that freak accident happened, so we were in the midst of getting him up here within, you know, a week or two, and got a phone call that night, and it was, and then the next day at work, having to deal with taking him off life support was, probably one of the hardest decisions I've made in my life. Mm-hmm. Everybody looked to me because I'm the oldest, and I didn't know what to do, just this past August, we lost our grandfather, and it's tough because death's part of life. Now I look around and there's, all the great men in our family are gone, and it's up to my generation, myself and my brothers and cousins, to be those example of the next great men for all of our younger siblings and children. And, so they were a big part of my life to give me the mindset that I have, taking on the responsibility of being a dad. It was tough. She's an amazing kid, though. I couldn't have wished for her to be anybody but who she is through everything she's gone through. My biggest thing I tell her is you take care of what you need to take care of that day, and then the rest of the day is yours. And she totally understands what I mean by that, because I get up, I go to work every day, whether I'm sick, my back hurts, my shoulder hurts, just anything.
Yeah.
As we get older, it's not as fun as it used to be.
I know as a parent, we always do everything for our kids, but if there was one thing that you could get for yourself, what wish would that be?
My biggest thing, honestly, and I don't really talk about this too much, I have really bad teeth. I haven't lived the best life per se and didn't make the best choices when I was younger. And so now it's kind of affecting when I'm older, kind of quality of life. I work for a grocery business, Safeway, and I've gone through the management training and everything to be a store director, but this really is hindering my, my self-confidence, I guess you could say. Confident in who I am, it's just that self-conscious feeling you get. You know how it is as a parent. You said yourself, your father, and that you got to put everything else before yourself. I'm trying to set a little nest egg away from her, make sure she's taken care of in case something was to ever happen to me. So it's kind of what I need, gets pushed to the wayside, which I don't mind.
Does your daughter ever talk to you about that?
She knows. My daughter and I are very close. I mean, obviously, with the situation, but she's like my best little buddy. I'm also her father. She understands that. But so we've talked, and she knows how it makes me feel. And she's kind of pushed me to go do it. But, then there's things that come up, cheerleading or something for school, or I have a bill that I need, just anything that just comes up. So and then it's kind of hard to find people that want to work with you. I don't have the OHP. I don't have any of that. So I'm trying.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing your story. I can hear how much you've been caring. I can hear how much of a great father you are. Part of Wish Upon a Star, we like to put together some wishes for those deserving people, and you are one of those deserving people. So this is—
Are you serious?
Yeah, so this is what— I would like to do for you, Josh. Dr. Randall is a dentist that works with us, and he does a lot of wishes every Christmas. And he has offered his services to take care of your teeth, get you some dentures, and you don't have to pay for a thing.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Sorry, I'm kind of emotional right now. I didn't know when this was going to ever happen or if it was going to happen.
The one thing about you, that you're a hardworking dad, you put your kid in front of you, every time. You shared that story, and they also said that you're a guy that won't ever ask for anything for himself because you're putting your kids first. And she says that the one thing that you would love more than anything is to be able to smile.
Yes. And smile like a normal person, you know. Oh, that would be amazing. Sorry, I'm just in shock right now. I'm kind of
guessing that's something that you would give a thumbs up to.
That's honestly the best thing or greatest thing anybody could ever do for me.
Well, we're not done. We have more to give, but I just want to make sure that you're— that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, you guys have no idea what this is going to do for me.
So we're going to take care of that for you. We'll get that out of the way. And all we want is some pictures of you and your daughter smiling when it's all said and done.
I would come down and see you guys in person if it makes you happy.
Now, the other things I want to talk about here, and I'm in the same situation. I understand that you've had a cracked window on your truck or windshield for many moons.
Yeah, when we got hit with that really cold winter storm here not too long, a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I work so early, my driving down the road, and all of a sudden I just heard my windshield crack.
We're going to take care of that windshield for— we're going to buy you a new windshield, and we're going to have Novus Glass put it in for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
I've been worried about getting pulled over and getting a ticket or something.
Trust me, I'm with you. If I could wish one thing for me, it would be the windshield, because I have the same thing. I've been driving with it since 21, so I got you beat by a couple years on that one.
You do. Yeah, mine's only been a couple years now. So.
and finally, we want to give you some gift cards to go out and buy some gifts for your daughter as well this holiday season.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
Yep.
Oh, geez. I'm blown away. Thank you. I don't know what to say. Oh, that's amazing.
Happy holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.